Good day, San Bernardino County believers. Today our entertainment prayer focus are video games. Self-controlled or controlled? This is part two. For those that play them, here are some questions to ask. Will the game edify in some way? What are the overt and subtle messages? Does it have good morals? Is evil present and obvious? Is it causing an addiction? Are you wasting time when you should be doing more important things? Let's stop and pray for those that play these games, maybe even you yourself. The time and money that's spent, is it what God wants? The age of those who play, the frequency, the benefits and disadvantages. And let's also pray for discernment when and if to play the games. Because like Paul admonished in 1 Corinthians 6:12, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, he says again, but I will not be dominated by anything. Father, according to the data from ESA at the end of 2024, it showed that 61% of Americans between the ages of 5 and 90 play video games. That's approximately 190.6 million people, and that's at least 1 hour each week. Father, we lift up those that are in the average range, the 36-year-old and the average adult player has been playing for 17 years. Oh, Lord, so we know that video games are a big part of our country. We know that, Lord, that there are benefits. There's improved vision, brain boosting, improved life skills. It can ease anxiety, depression, cognitive functions, problem solving, use of logic, hand-to-eye coordination, faster and more accurate decision-making. It can improve eye for detail, social activity, and teamwork, depending on the content. But the disadvantages are addiction, social replacement, obesity, stress. It can limit academic progress, violence, can make a person addicted to other things, elevated risk of aggression, replacing real-world problems with virtual, promote gambling, decrease physical and mental health, a lack of focus and concentration. So, Father, we lift up the different players. We pray, God, for the ages that parents will watch over their children and watch the content of what they're playing. We pray, God, that parents would have margins based on the pros and cons, that they'd really look for games that will promote good things and not negative things, and there would be boundaries and time constraints on it. For Father, you say you don't want our time to be wasted, but to make every opportunity in these evil days and to not act thoughtlessly, but understand what you want us to do. We pray, God, for the content. Would you play this with us? And why or why not? Does it help or hinder our walk with you? And could we play this around children? You tell us to refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar and hate all things that deal crookedly and have nothing to do with them. We also pray for boundaries for the person to actually ask that what margin should they set based on the cost, the time, who they're playing with, and if they're sitting for how long for the sake of their health. So Father, we lift up video gamers and pray that they will be under the submission of the Lord Jesus Christ and be led when to play, when not to play, or if to play at all. In Jesus' name.